Tuesday, April 13th, 1909. A bright, clear, but cool day. Near 2, Aaron drove us down to the train, shortly after the Chicago train, with about 200 women suffragists rolled in, are going to Springfield to petition the legislature to give women the right of suffrage.
Bring the good old bugle, boys, we'll sing another song. Sing it with a spirit that shall start the cause along. Sing it as we ought to sing it, cheerily and strong. Giving the ballot to the mothers.
I'm Tina Stewart Breakbell, professor at Illinois State University, reading for McHistory.
Barbara Edgar Lennon is a supremely fascinating person, one of our better examples in Bloomington Normal or even Central Illinois of one of the new women.
Women have homes, there they should labor. Women have children, whom they should favor. Women have time to gossip with neighbors. Why are they wanting to vote?
I'm Bill Kemp, librarian and archivist with the McLean County Museum of History. Barbara Edgar Lennon was born in Switzerland and comes here with her family and settles in Livingston County in the Odell area. And she arrives in Bloomington about 1896 to begin her education. And by 1918, she's the principal of the Sarah Raymond School on the west side of Bloomington.
About 45 minutes were consumed in speechmaking from the rear of the train. Jane Addams of Hull House, Honorable O. Stewart, Mrs. McCullough, and others spoke. Mrs. McKinnon and Sadie Gray Cox of Hudson went with us. Had a pleasant time going down, meeting many new people. Stops and talks were made at Atlanta and Lincoln. Crowds of people stood at every station.
She's there on the train with Jane Addams, one of the most famous women of the 20th century, founder of the Settlement House on the west side of Chicago, known as Hull House, also a leading suffragist. There were other women as well, such as the Chicago area attorney, Catherine Waugh McCullough. Very educated, very sophisticated women, lobbying the Illinois State Legislature to give them a basic constitutional right.
Reached Springfield near 6, and later attended an oratorical contest on women's suffrage at the Capitol. 3 years ago, a Mrs. Springer created a fund for 2 annual prizes on this subject, $100 and $50. Jane Addams presided tonight.
Shout, shout, oh, bring your song. Cry with the wind, for the dawn is breaking. March, march, sweep you along. White blows our banner and hope is waking. Song.
This is the late 1800s, early 1900s. Women are gaining some sense of independence, if not politically, at least economically. So here you have a well-educated woman, a teacher. Oftentimes teaching was the only profession women could really excel in at this time, making her way in the world.
Wednesday, April 14th, 1909. Had breakfast by 8, and by 10 were at the Capitol. Many women were lobbying, urging their congressmen to vote for their bill.
She becomes very active with the Illinois Teachers Association, what we now know as the National Education Association, the NEA, and also the Illinois Federation of Teachers. She actually organizes a local chapter of the Bloomington Federation of Teachers.
I've been reading in the papers of a very funny land. It's the land where the women wear the trousers, where woman is the boss and poor old man is second hand, in the land where the women wear the crown.
They had an interest in suffrage, obviously, but also temperance, also education, because many of these women were educators, and other issues of public import as well, such as public health. In fact, that was one of the main arguments for giving women the right to vote, that you would bring in issues that heretofore had not been that high on the agenda of the American voting public.
Spent morning in both House and Senate, and then dressed for a luncheon at a Mrs. Lawrence Dana's. We're there by 1. It was the grandest house I'd ever been in. Simply a dream. We're then back at the House near 3, when a joint committee of the House and Senate listened to speeches on suffrage. 19 women and 5 men, all prominent in the state, spoke each for 3 minutes.
No man is greater than his mother. No man is is half so good. No man is better than the wife he loves. Her love will guide him, whatever betide him.
In August of 1920, that's the passage of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right, the constitutional right, to the franchise, that is, to vote. But the ability of women to serve in elected office and to vote is much more complicated. As early as 1873, women in Illinois could hold office as long as that related to education. And then 18 years later, in 1891, women in Illinois could vote in school elections. And then in 1913, the Illinois Municipal Voting Rights Act gives women in Illinois the right to vote in all elections other than those not specifically specified in the Illinois Constitution. And it was this type of measure that Barbara Egger was traveling to Springfield to lobby the state legislature.
The morning shows a suffrage flag that bears the woman's star. Hurrah, hurrah, for equal rights, hurrah, hurrah.
Every suffragist wore a yellow daffodil to show where they stood on the question. The house was jammed, and a petition with 15,000 names asked for the right was draped around the galleries. It was a demonstrative meeting. Just before adjourning, a message was brought from the Senate saying that the committee there had reported favorably to the Senate.
As we go marching, marching, we battle too for men, for they are women's children, and we mar them again.
Thursday, April 15th, 1909. Took the 1220 train home, reached home near 3, very tired, but feel well repaid for going. All we heard and saw was worth a great deal.
Give us bread, but give us roll.